Your trees got you stumped? Call in your question. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And Gary, the button does not work on my side, so I'll have you bring Dana in. He wants to know about...
Hello? Hang on 1 second, Dana. So, Miss Rebecca just gave out a website. And I know people are home right now looking for it because it's a really good program for the Master Gardener program. So the actual website is extension.arizona.edu/Maricopa MG. So that just saved everybody a little time this morning.
So do you put in your county for your local extension office and that'll update it if you're in Pinal, Pima, Santa Cruz, whatever?
Well, we do have a Master Gardener training in all the different counties. We have an extension service in all the different counties. And if you just go to the extension.arizona.edu, you pick your county from there. Yeah.
Very good. All right, now let's bring Dana in the conversation. He wants to know what kind of plant to put on the west side of a wall. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah, I just Googled because, you know, stucco is just out of my price range, and I Googled, you know, are there any vines that, you know, will grow in Arizona on the west side, you know, to, you know, take the heat away. And I was just asking for your suggestions on what I, you know, and then what time I can plant it.
And how large of an area do you have to cover and space-wise?
Basically 2-bedroom windows. I can't go any further because that's my front door and the sidewalk and, you know, whatever. But if I can just get those 2 windows, that'd be a big plus.
And
2-bedroom windows.
So it's the front of the home, so we have a front yard. So we've got a little bit of room to work with before the sidewalk and the street.
Yes.
Okay. So you might want to try to break up some of that heat and create a little bit of a microclimate. A desert lacy type of a tree if you have a small area, maybe 10 feet from the house, and then plant vines and things behind it. There are vines that do take the heat, the cat claw and the bougainvilleas both just love the sun. But if it's real extreme heat, you get that reflective heat off of the stucco and the brick and your temperatures go up, you really want to go with more desert plants. But if you plant a little smaller tree or other plants that can break up some of that heat, you create more microclimates and you have more diversity in what you can put on those walls.
And if you layer it like that, where you've got a vine closer and then a tree farther out, as the sun's moving, you know, that one tree isn't going to shade the whole wall all day long. And with the vine as well. So you've kind of got a layered defense against the sun, cooling off that heat gain that he's getting on those bedroom windows.
Yeah, and that's the key, the heat gain. You want to block the sun from hitting your building because it absorbs it, and during the night it starts to move into your building. And
you're taking 30 degrees off the surface of the wall as soon as you shade it. You're going to take it down from about 130 to about 110 or 100 degrees. That's significant.
It is.
When you're paying for the air conditioning load inside that wall.
Very, very significant. And if you really want to do it right, depending on what type of plant you do select, you know, you look at the size of the root expected, and you may need to put in some kind of root barrier between the plant and the stem wall of your home to make sure that in 10 years, we're not getting tree roots pushing up the foundation. That protective root barrier will deflect the branches laterally along the root barrier itself, so you don't end up damaging your home.
Well, that's definitely necessary with the sisu.
Now,
but I wouldn't advise anybody planting one of those.
We aren't going to be able to take this call on air because we don't have quite the time. But Cindy wants to know, can she take her own saguaro cactus down? Why don't you talk her through what needs to happen with a saguaro cactus?
To do what with it?
Take it down.
Take it down?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Well, doesn't she have to tag it before she does anything?
Not on your own property.
I don't believe so. I don't know why anyone would want to remove it.
Could, you know.
You know,
it could have just been torn up from woodpeckers and holes.
Yeah, she did say the birds had really torn it up.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. And
so if she said that, then it is a larger plant and could be quite dangerous to take it down themselves. They should hire somebody to do that.
I had a 9-foot one in my front yard. It got necrosis, and I had to take it down.
Yeah.
So
it's not something that we would recommend anyone to do. Each one of those arms weigh hundreds of pounds.
Thousands in those big cactus, yeah. And I recently took one out of a front yard, and it was decayed at the base of it. And it was a hazard. Yeah, it needed to come out. But it's so much weight. We came in with a crane, and we used a crane.
Yeah, heavy equipment. You think that's something like Arizona Tree Movers would do? I know they've got a saguaro moving truck. I don't know if they use it for complete removal.
I don't know.
That'll be follow-up number two for next month's Talking Trees. We'll be back in studio on August 14th, and we'll be talking about the weeping acacia tree. And our talking point for the month will be disease prevention for our trees.